Moses asked me to control my excitement yesterday during Kriyas HaTorah. I got the Pesukim about the Loya Asona. I was like, ready like to tell the Bakari, stop, I got a whole shit a second. This Lazen, Maman Lazen. Exciting. Okay, my brother said we held back. Stop, but now we got to get the excitement back here. So we got a little bit left, a little Shirayim left for the Sugya that we've been talking about, I think, for the last 3 or 4 days or so. So we left off discussing, once again, the Machlekes of Benetam and the Rivam, as to when the Klal of Kilu Dramine applies and when the Din of Kilu Dramine is trumped. So the Gemara has this strange phrase on the Afyudim and Alphans and Edrin, that it's Nisa Lazer and Maman Lazer, so everything changes. So the question is, what do those words mean? Everything changes. And Benetam said, not everything changes. It only changes in a very, very limited sense in terms of Sukkot of Adam Zerman, there's been Yapim Makayim Azorim Bakula. So that's going to change the rules of Kilu Dramine a little bit. But according to the Rivam, no. According to the Rivam, Kilu Dramine is mamish trumped by the din of Misal Zeb Amuzeh. Whenever it's Misal Zeb Amuzeh, so the whole concept of Kilu Dramine doesn't apply. Either Gemara's that don't seem to say this. Every Gemara's wrote this. I was going to stop the Bakari also. When it got to Bab Machteras, I also got excited. And whenever it's Bab Machteras, it's different. Then Rotzeach doesn't mean Rotzeach, but it means everything's Rodef. Rodef is the Yitzim in a Klal, because that's called Misal Lechola Olam, since the person is Mischai Benafsha Lechola Echad Yechad. But the starting point of coming to Dramine, according to Rivam, is that it's got to be both the Misa and the Mum have to go to the same address. So we left off at the end of the year on Thursday, before we got sidetracked with other exciting things at the end of the year. So we left off with just a conceptual question. What is that idea based on? Why should there be such a concept that Kum Dramine should be limited only when both are going in effect to the same address? So we thought that this Rivam may be part of a general picture of Kum Dramine, very similar to the Ramban and the Ritvan, beginning of Makas Tavbeis. Those Rishonim developed this idea that Kum Dramine is not just a tour. It's not just when you do a Chiyav Misa, when you get a Chiyav Misa, so you're potter from Mammon. The Chiyav Mammon is always Nichlal and the Chiyav Misa. Means when the person is put to death, so then it's Ke'ilu he paid the Mammon. So that idea that when you Chiyav Misa, Ke'ilu you're Chiyav Mammon, that makes a lot of sense if it's to the same person. Misa is being addressed to Reuven, so then you can argue almost the Chiyav Mammon is Nichlal, Yesh V'chal Masayim Mammon. But if the Chiyav Misa is going to Reuven, and the check for the Tashlum is supposed to go to Shimon, at the wrong address on the check. So how in the world is the Misa Lazer going to pater the Mammon Lazer? So we thought that maybe this Ramah, maybe this Rivam, can be understood in light of that idea of the Ramban and the Ritva. We took a step back at the end of the Shira and said, wait a second. So there are very, very serious kashas on the Rivam. There are a lot of big problems with the Rivam. We had traces through one kash, another kash at the Rivam, and every teretz that was given to defend the Rivam doesn't seem to reflect that theme. What were the couple of kashas that we had with the Rivam? So Rabbi Natan said, "Is that possible in Chumash? That's the Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah speaks about Kumlu Dramine, the model, the entire Mokor of Kumlu Dramine is from Dmei Vlados, and there it's going in different directions. The Chi of Misa is going to the woman, the Chi of Mama is going to the husband, it's a Chamis Lazer, Mom Lazer, and that is, it's very hard to not call that Kumlu Dramine. That is the source for Kumlu Dramine. But we tried our own, we tried to kvetch out of that kasha on Thursday, but we got, rejected by Tosfos. Tosfos said the only way to defend the Rivam is to say, no, that's called Misal Mamul Echad. That's all the same thing, why? Because it's Bechad Guf. It's in the same body, it's all the same thing. Don't ask any kasha. It's all the same body. It's all, so we said, I'm not arguing that the fetus is inside the mother's body. But I'm not sure why that should make a difference. Because according to our Lomdus, it's got to be halachically the same address. It's not the same address. I mean, it may be physically the same address, but we don't care about the physical world. We're not learning biology now. This is pre-3 o'clock. This is Sunday. There's no math on Sunday. There's only Torah. Other things after 3 o'clock today, but not for anyone has here. But today is day of Kulo Torah. It's Gavaldi. I said to one of the Rabbanim in town, I said, it's a Bechaya for all the Rabbanim today, because from 6:30 to 9:30, because Mamas didn't learn, no one's going to call me any Shilas. Unless it was Shadow of Brach to make on certain things they eat in the halftime show, that can't happen. But I have to give a lot of credit to my Balabatim. Tremendous credit, because I said over, similar to what I said on Thursday, I said over in the Shabbos morning, a little bit, have to tailor make different things for the different Olam. I said over the basic thrust I said on Thursday, and I was requested to give a shiur tonight. So they want a shiur tonight, 8 o'clock. So some people was tiny, was trying to time with half. No, they're not. Late Meyer in shul is 8:45, so they specifically, I never give a shiur on the night in shul. They requested a special shiur. So tonight would be a special shiur in order to everyone was interested from 8 to 8:45. That's godless. That's what we'd be very proud of. We'll see if anyone shows up, but at least the idea was a good idea. Okay. Good, anyway, getting back to the story. So so we don't understand exactly this teretz of the Tais is defending with the Rivam. If we're projecting the Rivam onto the Ramban, the Rivashita, so then this teretz of that anatomically it's the same person, the same baby, in the mother's body, we don't really understand that. Then we had another kash against the Rivam. How can anybody say, how can the Rivam claim that Nisal Zamam and Lazeh is not Kamadramine? Although it's not the Chumash's example, it's the most common example, the Mishim Bava Kama, the surface is Gedish Shach of Heirai. If you burn down somebody's house, not somebody's barn, but not somebody's somebody's grain, and you do that on Shabbos, Sorif the Shabbos, and the Mishnah says, it is Chayab and Avshil. How is that coming with Ramine? The Chi of Mammon is to your friend, and the Chi of Nisa is to Rabban Shalom. That's a Nisal of Zel Mammon of Zel. So that should be classly not coming with Ramine. So how do you defend that? So Tai said, nah, that's a Sultash. That's different. Because that's not a Nisa Lazer, Mammon Lazer. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't mean this, please don't misquote, this is like a quote. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't count, it doesn't matter that the Chiv is to the Rabban Shalom. That doesn't interest us, that doesn't get, Chilul Shabbos, come on, it's Chilul Shabbos between friends, that doesn't mean anything. It's only called the Misa Zeh, Mammon Lazer, when the Misa is Klapi Basav Adam. When you kill a person, I killed Reuven, and now I'm Chai Mammon Tashim, and thus is Misa Zeh, Mammon Lazer. But the Chiv to the Rabban Shalom doesn't count. So he said also, according, if you put the Rivam into the Ramban, the Rivam's camp, that can make a difference. At the end of the day, how can I say that I'm sending a check to Reuven? I'm not sending a check to Reuven. The Chi of Misa is not to Reuven. The Chi of Misa is to Rabban Shalom. How does the Chi of Misa to Rabban Shalom consider to be a check to Reuven? So therefore, as much as I would have really wanted, I would have wanted to end the sugya. You can never end the Kim Ramine. But I would have been very happy to kind of leave the Rivam with the Ramban and the Rizvah. We had Rabbi Natan Meshitasin, the Rivam's part of the Ramban and the Rizvah. It would have been Shalma Yisrael. But I can't say that, at least within Tosis' version of the Rivam. What the Rivam in his own heart of heart held, I can't tell you. But the way Tosis is defending the Rivam, Tosis is saying, no, the Mevlotis is different. No, Chil Shav is different. It doesn't seem to bear out our theory that the Rivam is based on the Ramban and the Rizvah. So what could the Rivam possibly be based on? What other potential beer in the Rivam could we suggest? So maybe the pshat of the Rivam is like this. There's a klal gadol in Kamav Ramine that has to be b'vas achas. Now, I may have just over-dramatized that by saying it's a klal gadol, because according to some Rishonim, it's not exactly true. Remember the Taiz Arash and the Taisvis and the last year, the Tamid Harashba, we had a lot of parties with this last year. Just how b'vas achas it has to be. But everyone agrees there's a certain degree of how exactly you define basachas. Akira to Hanocha, is it the same Maisa, not the same Maisa, the Misa before that? Those are details of just how much you're focusing on basachas. But Kuliyamalik Ligi, there has to be some kind of a connection between the two onshim. If the onshim are legami coming from different stories, from different Maisim, from different decades, it's very hard to believe that Misa is going to pot the Mammon. It's like even the Taisa Rush, who we learned last week, who said that a Misa that precedes a Mammon is going to pot there, not Leolim Vod it's going to pot. That's absurd. It's going to pot the Vechad the Misa, the Taisa Rush said, if you become Chaya for one thing, and then a few seconds later in the same Misa, the Chiyah Mammon kicks in, maybe that's going to become a Kimud Ramine. But nobody would ever say such a thing that I have Chaya of Misa now. The Vechad never gets around to taking care of me. And 20 years later, I bring you guys, no! It's absurd. How could you say such a thing? We spoke a lot about that last year. Remember, we even saw some Acharonim who even almost said such a thing, and we got very, very upset. Remember last year with the Rashash, with the Sanhedrin, we had a lot of issues with that. It's very, very hard to sell such a point, to say that Achiyah Misa now is going to pop to you in 20 years from Mammon. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So what's Pshat? Why is that so difficult to say? Why is it's not me talking to him there such a thing? Why is that? Kamud Ramine means that there's some shaychos between the two. Either they're mamish simultaneous, or they're almost simultaneous, or they're the chadamaisa. But to say that there's no shaychos between the two, ma'inyan nechiyah misa, the part of the chiyah mamon. So maybe that's what the Rivam is saying. The Rivam is saying there's another criteria that has to be used to define Basachas. Basachas doesn't only mean on the clock basachas. Basachas means in the world of halacha basachas, namely that there's a connection between the two. There's some shaychos between the two. what makes or breaks that shaychus? What is almost mafkir that shaychus? What makes us reevaluate and say, you know what? Even though this is simultaneous, it's simultaneous on the clock, but in the world of who cares what the clock says, we care what the Bismedr says. If in the world of halacha, it's not simultaneous, that's very, very difficult to call it tilud ramanim. What fact that can be introduced to a sugya to almost be mafkia, the connection between the two? The ultimate mafkia is what? But the ultimate mafkia of the connection between the two chiyuvim, the two chiyuvim are going in different directions. One chiyuv is going to Reuven, one chiyuv is going to Shimon. How can you say that's basachas? How can you say one's going to pop to the other? Doesn't make any sense. That's a chisarn in the basachas shaboy. It's not a chisarn in the yesh b'chla masayim mona, because I don't believe the Rambam necessarily buys into the Rambam. But it's a chisarn, it's a chisarn in the connection between the two chiyuvim. Just as the halacha said that the chiyuvim have to be simultaneous, whatever your watered down version of simultaneous means, but everyone agrees that you can't have two chiyuvim which are legamim, nothing to do with each other. Once you have a misa zeh mamon zeh, that's staring you in the face. Reuven's coming to collect the misa, Shimon's coming to collect the mamon. To call that a shaychus, then zeh lazeh, no kov zeh lazeh kolayim. There's mamish no shaychus in the two. If there's no shaychus in the two, then we have to rethink whether coming to the Rambam really makes any sense. That's what I think the Rambam's pshat is. A new fangled pshat, a new version of the Rambam. That's the ultimate chisar in the misa lazeh mamon lazeh. If that's the case, then we can begin to understand Taisus. Taisus says, once you're telling me that according to the Rambam, the chisaron is that once you have misa lazeh mamon lazeh, that breaks down the connection between the two chiyuvim, maybe that's not the only factor to break down the connection. Maybe there are other factors. You know, now it becomes a whole new analysis. We have to look and see, is there a connection between the two? Are we forced to say this is one, or are we going to have to say that it's two? What other factors go into that? So a lot of factors. You have a marker, maybe? Can we get the marker? You're like the nasa of the shemen, like it just keeps on coming. Do you like buy new ones, or do you just have like 4,000 of them in that bag somewhere? Oh, it's always been there. Okay. So, anyone wants to donate like a package of markers, we'll give you a little plaque on the board or something, you know, an ongoing, want to contribute to the shiur now, you know, anyone who will remember you forever, give a couple of markers. So there are a lot of different things that go into determining whether it's almost one thing or two things. So what are some of the factors? So one factor is Zman. So we saw it plays an important role. Again, how you define Zman, you know, becomes a little bit tricky. What's another factor that the Rambam is telling us that goes into is all part of the declaration? Is it one or two? That's really the issue. Is this one issue or these two separate and distinct issues? So Zman is one factor. What's another factor? What? Who's it going to, right? Is the Chiyuv L'Adam Echad? Or is it L'Beis B'nei Adam? Okay, that's another factor. What's another factor that could possibly go in? Almost tangential factors. There may be other factors that are not as tangential as we thought. There may be other factors that are going to force us in a direction to say, who are you kidding? This is one ma'isa, this is one chiyuv. What's the other factor that Tosfos is now superimposing into the sugya? That once that factor is present, you can't tell me a bubba ma'isa, this is two different chiyuvim. It's all the same story. What is that? Almost Ubi Yerachim, I mean, if the baby is growing inside the mother, you're going to tell me a story that, nope, when you kill the mother and cause the miscarriage, so two ma'isim, two aluchas, two different ma'isim. Why? One's a chiyuv to the father, one's a chiyuv to the mother. Come on, says, when it's so obvious, when the biology is screaming at you, the mother screaming and saying, it's the same ma'isa, come on, you knocked up the same lady, you killed the same lady. When you kill the lady, never that causes the baby to miscarry. It's all the same thing. How can you call that with a straight face? Nope, no kill, don't kill the drama, because two different ma'isim. What's not two different ma'isim? So when you have the uber and the aim, since beguf echad, by definition, that's enough to call it one ma'isa. Ah, it's two different chiyuvim. Guess what? Three trumps two. Once you say that the reason why misa zeh mamon lazeh is not subject to kibbutz ramine is not because of an absolute chayt lo yava reason like the Ramban and the Ritva said, because the address of the check has to be the same, that's not the reason. If that would have been the reason, then nothing's going to trump that. Once you say that that's just a way of it's one of the many factors involved in determining the of one ma'aseh, two ma'aseh, then we can begin to see why other factors may take precedence over that particular factor. And perhaps that's what Taisa is driving at it also. When you're talking about Achiyav Lashamayim, there are two things that are so separate and distinct from one another that they can't be subject to Kibbutz Rabbanim. When you're talking about a chiyuv ritzicha, when you're talking about a chiyuv that's totally to Reuven, and you're talking about a chiyuv nisa totally to Reuven, and a chiyuv mamon totally to Shimon, Reuven and Shimon are two entities. Reuven and Shimon are not doing each other. So that's what Taisa is saying. That's what the Rambam is saying. How in the world can a chiyuv nisa klape Reuven cover klape Shimon? How can you call that a chad demaisa? There's the tug of war between the two. Reuven is grabbing onto the Misa. Shimon is grabbing onto the Mammon. The two has two separate Maisa. Two separate Maisa is the Spishin Kibbutz Rabbanim. But says Tosfos that Chilul Shabbos is not pulling anywhere. Ribbono Shel Olam is not pulling anywhere. The Chilul Shabbos is not pulling anywhere. Chilul Shabbos, everything at the end of the day, Lashem Artsim Loya, everything is clapping to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chiyuv Misa to Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chiyuv Mammon to Ribbono Shel Olam. So comes Tosfos and says that that you can argue that because the two separate chayuvim, so therefore we automatically translate that to mean that therefore it's not subject to Kibbutz Rabbanim because it's ultimately two different stories. It's two different stories. When there's a real baldovar, when there's a real Reuven is being teveya the ritzicha, there's a real Shimon being teveya the mammon. But Chilul Shabbos is almost a blank, it's almost a neutral. Chilul Shabbos, the Rebbe Shabbos is not being Tevei and Echiyov. The Tevei is not, Chilul Shabbos is Meskila. That's not a type of Echiyov that can kick in the idea of declaring it automatically to be labeled as two Chiyuvim. So maybe, that's what Tevei, I'm not sure. Maybe, Ken Zayin, that's what Tevei is driving at. So at the end of the day, I don't think our initial reaction to the Rivam was correct from Thursday, to think that the Rivam is identical with the Ramban and the Ritva. I think the Rivam is more into the one ma'aser versus two ma'asers, and therefore Tosfos is a more much more flexible in determining what's called one ma'aser, two ma'aser. If you go with the Ramban and the Ritva, there's no flexibility. Then you have to be omer al daitcha, you have to stick to your guns, no pun intended on that one, and you have to say, listen, if I'm a Ramban and Ritva people, I gotta see the check. The check has to have the same address. The kid, I don't want to hear bubamites and stories. It's the same mother, it's the same baby, it's the Shabbos, it's the Yom Tov, it's the visit. I don't want to hear any stories. Ramban and Ritva are absolute criteria. It's gotta have the identical address. Any change whatsoever is not Kibbutz Rabbanim. According to our watered down version of the Rivam, so maybe there are other factors that can go into it. Maybe Shabbos is not a Bafkiya, maybe. Uber and the mother being one goof is enough to be called a one mice, maybe 10. So by say at the end of the day, we definitely have a machlokes Rabbi Shemitah in the Ramban and the Ritva against the Rabbeinu Tam about Kibbutz Rabbanim. That was no question. We definitely have machlokes the Ritva and Rabbeinu Tam about Kibbutz Rabbanim, and they may or may not be related to two machlokes. But by say, let's go back now to the very very ends of the sugya. Rabbi says Shirayim of the Shirayim. If you remember, we pointed out when we first introduced Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam had a lot of chidushim about Kibbutz Rabbanim, and he had a couple of really important chidushim about Edom Zobin also. And we've been spending the last day and a half on his Kibbutz Rabbanim dimension, but there was a whole other dimension, a whole other aspect of Rabbeinu Tam that's important to highlight. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam said, in order to fulfill Kasha Zaman properly, what must happen? What's an absolute chayk layav according to Rabbeinu Tam? What must happen? You need? Who remembers? Who remembers what Rabbeinu Tam's thrust was? You need a what? Hazama l'chol echad. Every single person must be able to walk away from this case and say, got him. We got those Edom. We punished those Edom. Does each and every Baal Dover, so to speak, each and every Nizam, do they, this is the wrong word, each and every the Baal Dov, the Nidons, do they have to say, we accomplished a complete Hazama? It was clear for Rabbeinu Tam? No. Because Rabbeinu Tam said, when you do Kibbutz Rabbanim, you're not really doing a complete Hazama, and that's okay, that's fine. That was the Testament base. But who's made the Baal? That's fine. Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't have to get everything, but you got to get something. So Rabbeinu Tam said that you need Hazama lechol echad, but Rabbeinu Tam also said, loy bo'inan Hazama Bekula. That's also for sure. Lo ba'idin Hazama Bekula. And who was the Baal Plukta of Rabbeinu Tam in that for sure? Who disagreed? Who was an absolute Baal Plukta of Rabbeinu Tam in that one? Ramban of the Ritva? Because what did the Ramban of the Ritva? Who remembers the Kash and the Makas Abbeis? Well, look, Chazar, back to camp. Who remembers? What was the Ramban of the Ritva's Kash and Makas Abbeis? Rebbe Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So the Mishnah says there's nothing we can do. We have to throw our hands up. We can't do Hazama. So we have no choice. Give him Malchus. Malchus is the booby prize for Hazama. When you can't do Hazama, then do Malchus. And that's it. Rector Ramban of the Ritva. What's my booby prize? I got a Gevald Geitza. What should you do? You can pick cash. Make him sign a check for what? For all the wide, all the debate truma that they were master the guy. That's a good hazama. What's wrong with that hazama? So Ramban says, no, that's not going to be good enough hazama. You know why? That will not be a valid hazama, because if that's all you can do, but you can't make them halolim. That's your hands are tied. Because love lazaro, you can't make them halolim. So what are you going to do? You can do a half-baked hazama. Zav to Ramban, don't even try. Don't even give it back to a half-baked hazama. Does this nishkin hazama? Hazama has to be bekula. So you have two choices. Either do a real hazama, or in the absence, the inability to do a complete 100% hazama, don't even try. Don't get a 50 on the bechini, either 100 or 0. And there's nothing in between. If you can't get 100 on the bechini, you can't give 100% hazama, then your hazama is bottle of mavuto, and there's only one thing that we can do for you. And what is that? That's the booby prize of Malchus, which speak with a tzaddik, Yishus, a Rasha. That's the word Malchus, the base of the days. Hopefully, we're going to get that a little bit later in Sanhedrin. So, whereas Rabbeinu Tam was very flexible. Rabbeinu Tam says, as long as we get Hazam al Chol Echad, we'll be in Hazam al Kula. The Rabban said, no. So, we have a problem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, how does Rabbeinu Tam address the kasha of the Ramban and the Ritva? Ramban and the Ritva didn't say their sheep in the vacuum. They said it to answer a specific kasha in Malchus, the base. How would Rabbeinu Tam solve the problem? According to Rabbeinu Tam, why don't we just make them pay? The day two of them, call it a day. Where did Malchus enter into the scene? So the answer is, those who saw in the Mamakomis, that this was not the only answer that the Ramban and the Ritva gave. There are multiple answers in the Rishonim to solve that problem. This was one of the answers. But there were two other answers, at least, to solve the same dilemma. The Rabbeinu Tam most probably bought into one of the other two answers. What are the two answers? These are technically Adam Zeman answers. Zakta Ben Tam, there's no din of Azam Bakula. But we still can't mete out a punishment to paying to make truma. That is not an option. Why is make truma not an option? Who remembers? Who saw in the Rishonim? Oh, so two reasons. So one is, it's very indirect. It's an unbelievable indirect form of loss. Beis Din's going to declare that this guy is the Ben Grusha Mechalutz, let's say, in theory. That's what would have happened, right? Tuedim would have come and said he's a cholo. The Beis Din would have listened, they would have said he's a Ben Grusha Mechalutz, and therefore they would have put out a kokeira that says, nobody give this guy truma for the next Ad Bias Grail, right? Nobody ever give this guy truma. He's a Ben Grusha Mechalutz, don't give him truma anymore. What is that? What category of halacha do we call that? It's such an indirect form of a hefsid. That's not him, isn't it? You don't really need a drasha for that. Not a grum, but a zikin is potter. If I damage somebody, derech rum, I'm potter. If I'm mobster, derech rum, ain't lecha. Ain't lecha. Ptua,
what is it? A simple way to evaluate how much somebody would be willing to pay to have that kind of stress?
I feel like super stuff, Gimel and Aleph. If you're in the world of trying to figure out these. I can't do the math in Gimel and Aleph. I'm one of those guys who gets stuck in Gimel and Aleph. Stops and goes back the next summer. I have a trouble with that. I don't know. I'm not sure. So let me shed and say this idea. It's a grama. Finish grama. Don't ask me any cashes. The chari that teretz is pasha, no? It's such a pasha that teretz. It almost forces us to turn around and do what? We love to do this. It means, why did Rabbi need another teretz for? It's such an obvious teretz. Kashazal and Lassel, the Likman, Gram is the Gram of the Zikin's potter. Gram is always potter. So why did the Ramban almost not like the teretz? Imagine if that teretz would have been such a convincing teretz, the Ramban never would have given the next teretz. We would have been learning another sugi already. We would have been three brought later. We've been spending three, how many days is this? What day is this? The fourth day in the sugi? The fourth, that's like unheard of. I mean, not really, we've done this before. The fourth day in one sugi. It's going to take you guys like a month in the Rishon. We're going to have to catch up on this, right? A fourth day of the sugya. And the reason why we're spending so much time on this sugya is because of that Ramban. Because we try to compare and contrast Rabbeinu Tam with the Ramban. We got sidetracked with the Rivon. We gave a good pshat, a bad pshat, another pshat. We're not sure where we're coming or going. But because the Ramban and the Ritva causing us so much tairis, it's kafaldik. But wait a second. What did Ramban need that tairis for? It was such a superfluous tairis. It's pasha, it's grama. What's wrong with the grama tairis? Oh, Yechaira. Kasha Zoman is the exception to the rule of Grama. If you go with Grama, the Zikin Pasha, the Gemara says in the comment of Dalit, Edom Zoman is an example of a Mazik. The Gemara says there are 24 of us, the Zikin out there, and Edom Zoman is one of the Mazikin. It's a Mazik. It's like the Grama, Kasha Zoman's Grama. I come to Bezid and I testify. Bezid is Bekalba Edis, they take the other guy's money away, and now I turn around and I gotta pay. Edomcha Grama Grama is there. Why is every Kasha Zoman not Grama? The answer is, the Torah says no. The Torah says that this is the exception to the rule of Grama. So that's what was chippling the Ramban. That's what was bothering the Ramban. That you can't hide behind Grama and Edom Zayman. Every I like the way Chil said it. Right? What did you say? Yeshiva Shoei. What did you say? What was the lashon? Come on. It just sounds good, right? We understand what that means. Not sure what it means. What?
Built on,
yeah, I know. Yeah, balas, you know, unlike Yiddish, Lashna Kedish, right? So, Rabbi Sai, L'chayra, that's what was bothering the Ramban. The Ramban also thought of Grama. Not only did he think, he gave the Teretz. The Ritva quotes the Teretz of Grama, and he says, V'aydi Shalema. So, why is there a Ritva to say, V'aydi Shalema? What was wrong? Was gefault with the first Teretz? Okay, what was wrong with the first Teretz? No, what's the answer? Because every Kasha Zomam is ultimately revolving upon Grama being Chayra. No? No, what's next, Rabbi Say? What? So we just put Rabbi Tam back into hot water, right? We're looking for another teretz. According to Rabbi Tam, we're looking for a teretz because Rabbi Tam does not buy into Hazam of Akula. So according to Rabbi Tam, what happened to Druma? Why can't Drei Truma be the Kasha Zamam? So the Rishonim quote as our teretz Kasha Zamam velo Kasha Goram. What do you mean? It's not true. Well, what's that? But the Rishonim gave this teretz. The Rishonim state the Feirish that the reason why there's no Dmei Truma for Hazama is because of Grama. What's the answer? Is this a good kasha that we asked? But it was a good boy, they're not good boy. Was it a good kasha? You hear what I just said? What did I just pull the wool over your eyes? I said to you, well, every kasha Zoma is Grama. So Eim Chol Lo L'Chidusha, so the Torah says, so yeah. Torah says, V'Hachi Chai V'Rechamana. Torah says, that's the Chidusha Torah. No, come on, guys.
This is extra grammar.
This is a next level of grammar. What's the next? What do we mean by that?
Oh,
there's a different ball game over here. The Etzem Einishim Eidim Zorim, the Etzem Aveir Eidim Zorim, that on the Dab here, I come and I say something, Bezim B'Kabal Yedis, and they make me pay, and they make the guy pay. You're right, that's Grama. The emphasis is that's Grama. But a Hachi Chai V'Rechamana. Here, it's not even that. Here it's Grama twice. Here, I'm testifying that Reuben's a Cholol, and Beis Din's not making Reuben pay anything. What's Beis Din doing? Beis Din's putting out a Kol Kari and give Reuben, which is a Grama twice removed. So it could be that the Rishonim who gave the Teretz of Grama said, yeah, the Hachi Chai V'Rechamana that the Torah calls Edom Zimmerman Grama, the Torah says Yechayev, even though it's a Grama, that means vis-a-vis, you're deeper in Beis Din, that's the Torah's Grama. But once you gave a deeper in Beis Din, and Beis Din now is Mechayev, you got to pay, that's not Grama anymore. Now, in order to apply Edom Zayman to Dmei Truma, you have to have a Trey Grama. My Edus is a Grama, and now the Pesach of Beis Din is not even a direct damage. That's a Grama squared. So who said that's included in the Chidush HaTorah of Edom Zayman? So that seems to be the nuance of the machlokes that today is in the Rishonim. The Ritva's drawing out all the teretz into this kash. He's trying to cover himself on all grounds. Why is there no Dmei Truma? So one teretz of the Ritva is, well, you need Kasha Zoman Bekula. That was one teretz. But the Rabbeinu Tam clearly doesn't buy into that. So Rabbeinu Tam must have held, it's Grama. So we're not sure, is Grama correct or not? Not clear. Is Grama really a good poter Beit Zoman? So the Rishonim who are invoking the tour of Grama Beit Zoman are obviously learning that every Edom Zoman is Grama, but it's only a partial Grama. This is a much more significant application of Grama. So I don't know if we want to go down the route of grammar. It's getting too complicated, getting too confusing grammar. Do you have any other techniques? Any other possibilities? Any other ideas? This is another idea. Rishayim gave other ideas. It's not merely the kits. Namely, there's no price tag to put on it. Adam Zerman usually means to aid them walking to Beis Din, and they say, Reuven broke Shimon's window. So we know exactly what a window goes for. We call up Anderson Window Company, $500 for a window. But, okay, good. We know exactly what it is. That's Adam Zerman, cash is on losses. You wanted to make a pay $500, make it $500. But Beis Din to evaluate this is going to be so difficult to evaluate. I know you have an interesting creative way of evaluating, but I'm not sure we like that way. This is going to be a very, very strange evaluation. We're going to paskin, oh, you and Zaymim, you wanted to be mafsid, the guy, the right to make truma. How do you know how much truma he would have gotten? I have no idea. Maybe it would have been a good year, but not such a good year. Maybe people would like him. People don't like him so much. It could have been $1,000, $1 million, $20, could be nothing. It's called a media deal of kits. We can't put a price tag. By definition, a media deal of kits, there's no parash of Adam Zaymim in a media deal of kits. It's a new chiddush. I knew Yesh Me'ayin. You can't have a price tag on a middle low kids. So I thought that is such a convincing answer. Mm-hmm. So how come none of the other Rishonim, how come the other Rishonim didn't say it? What's the answer? Because it's not so partial. We can put a price tag on it. What's the price tag? Tell me the price tag, please. How much would a guy like to pay to have this chus to be able to collect rulers? That's not just a bad price tag, right? Could be worth something, right? So maybe we could put a kit. We could put a quasi kits on it. Not so clear. Not so partial. So each of the terutzim there's a lot of tugging, pulling and tugging, each of the terutzim. You could say, Hoshia Chloe, and each one of the terutzim is grum, a potabatim zomen or not? Is a middle kits a potabatim zomen? Do you need a hazamakula? Each is an exciting shiur now. By the end of the day, one thing we know for a fact, we know that Rabbeinu Tam did not go down Route 1. We know he must have gone. These are the only other terutzim that we know in the Rishonim. So, Mistomer Rabbeinu Tam said one of the other two. We don't know which one he said. We really have no idea. But our guess is Rabbeinu Tam said either the Grama Teretz or the middle of Kitz, that one of these terutzim has to cover our basis. So, basically, who saw the Ramban de Ritva carefully in Masechet Matos? The Ramban de Ritva did not come up with this razzle dazzle, new Chiddush named Zayman, Yedik HaShazam Bekula, just in a vacuum. They didn't just say it to answer a kasha that they had. They knew there were other, maybe even better terusim to this kasha. They did it because they felt it was emes. They really held it was emes. Why did they think it was emes? What Gemara forced them to say it? Not a kasha, I'm sorry. A tangential kasha they made up. I need a Gemara, basically. Give me a Gemara. What Gemara lost the hands that are bound to involve to create this idea that you need a hazel bekula? This state, this idea. Who saw? Anyone notice the Ritva's Lashon? Anyone got a Ritva here? Okay, we'll say the Ritva. Who remembers the Shakmatari Machas the Beis Menalf? The Gemara was trying really, really hard, so hard, to make these guys into Chalolim, right? Imagine if the din would have been that two Edom would have come and said, Begusha Mechlutza, we would have made them into Chalolim. All of Machas the Beis would have been different. The whole, everything, Begusha Mechlutza, the whole opening lines of Machas would have been radically different. But not even you, how do you know that's the thing? I would have said, make them into Chalolim. What's the big deal? Make them into Chalolim. What does the Gemara answer? Let's remember the Shach Matai. What does the Gemara say? But not even you, why do you make them Chalolim? No, Vasisem Loi, Kashazam, Las Lachiv, Loi, Vuat, Vovazar. What was the Gemara next Kasha? Venifsalul Lididei, Vlonifsalul Lazare. So great. Okay, so we're so sorry that we can't make that. We would love to make the children of the Chalom also. We can't. Lo Zara, it's not fair. Torah says you can't do it. But at least you should be a Chalom. Let's make you a Chalom. Why isn't that an option? Why do we have to run to the booby prize of Malchus, make you a Chalom, and leave your children alone? So what does the Gemara say? Va'inan what? Va'inan Kasha Zon V'leika. And therefore it's not an option. What do those words mean? I want to know what it means. Va'inan, I want to zero in, focus in on that line of the Gemara, because that's going to make it or break it. For this halalah story, but inan kasher zomam veleika. Anyone want to explain to you what that means, or at least have the Ramban Ritva learn shot? Hazam bekula. It means make a list of all the things that the Edom wanted to do. Edom walk at the Beis Din, and they declare guys ben Grusha ben Chalutza. So there were multiple goals that they had. One was Lasoso Cholo. The other one they also had it in against too. Lasos Lazaro Cholo. Right? They had multiple agendas. We turn around and we say, listen, we would love to punish you, Kashazam, Lasos Lachiv, we would love to. But the Torah Kadesh is staring us in the face and saying, Loi, Shtaitin, Torah Shabbat, Bad, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Loi, Velo, Lazaro. So this is not an option anymore. Lasos Lazaro, Cholom can't be done. So let's at least do this. What's the Gemara answering? Sorry, Charlie, what? But you know what? Kazamam, Bakula. Means that's what the Gemara means. But Eden Kazam, Velaika is another way of saying, Hazama, Bakula. That doesn't bode well for Rabbi Natan. How did Rabbi Natan learn that line? Rabbi Natan says we have no problems. Hazal b'mikzus. We have no problems. According to Rabbi Natan, we can do Hazal b'mikzus. So do Hazal b'mikzus. What do you drain your cup and saying we didn't have kashas of left? What do those words mean? According to Rabbi Natan, what's sounding when Rabbi Natan was saying he was the counselor in camp the first day of the summer? How did he stay tied to this Gemara? But even kashas of leka, you need a what? Hazal b'kula? It's not true, Rabbi Natan. How much kazak? That's not true. Oh, see, Yap tells me like Rabbi Natan clearly learned the Gemara. Rabbi Natan said, the Gemara says Bini Kashazon Valeka, that doesn't mean, okay, we'll give you 50 and hold off 50 and no, that's no good. No, 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 no. That would be one big fact. I like the word you used.
Zero.
To make Reuben a Cholol and to declare his children are not Chololim, and Lomdus is what? That's Nishkin Cholol. Cholo means like chalo zarei. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim and Kedusha and Yevamis, that when a person becomes a cholo, his children are chololim also. It's chololus the other boy. The David Davis says chololus. To declare a guy that he's a cholo without making his children a cholo is not making him into a cholo. What are you doing? You're telling him he can't be a kohen today. You're saying you, we have things against you. We're not going to give you truma. We can't do avodah nesi mikdash. We have problems with you, but we're not calling you cholo. Horaya. You can't call a guy a cholol and then turn around and call him the same breath as children not cholol. That's a steer in the obey. So that's what a bit of time says. But inan kashawa, ba'inan kashawa, ba'inan no. No, let's say, ba'inan what? Kashazamam. Not because inan kashazamam bekula, but inan kashazamam. We need something. And that's a nothing. That's a bamash a big zero. That's a nishkin cholos. That's like gamer, different shah in the Gemara. So when all the dust settles, everybody said, ben a time, it's home free. The two big convincing rayas in the Ramban, the Ritva, the Kash from Truma, Locha Seir Adat Teru. The big raya from the Ramban, the Ritva, from Bina Kash Zambaleka, it's Nishkin raya, there's another pshat. Bina Tam is free to say his pshat, and therefore Bina Tam is free to learn his razzle dazzle beer in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, Tess and Daf Yud, and Bina Tam is mamish home free to be the Bapukta, the Rivam, and Sholem HaYisrael. So they say, a very, very simple sugya, right? This Bachlaikis, Nisa Zem Mamun Lazeh, touched upon Mamashas. Touched upon Rodef and Ritzayach and Rivams and Yisrael Mamun Lazen and the Tezah Rushes, what comes first, what comes second, and Maisalach, and then the whole sugyas of how to understand the Rabban's Rayas, or the good Rayas, not such good Rayas, touched upon Eidim Zayim and the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. So many different pieces. How many sugyas were connected? Yeah, I can't even remember anymore. We had sugyas in Sanhedrin Daf Tes and Tam Daf Yud. We had sugyas back in the end of Sanhedrin later on, the Vaidal, whoever it was. We had sugyas, who remembers? But the comment on Chodeis was a major factor. That whole sugi about Rodef and Ritzayach, how that fits into the story. What else do we have? Makas, what? The Nevodas got thrown into for good luck. We got a few other things. Sorfus is his friends Gudish and Shabbos got thrown in for good luck. Then we have, what else? Forgot. Makas Tabeis, oh yeah, forgot about that. Makas Tabeis, Eden Zayman, Hazan Bakula, Hazan Rakits, and Grums, everything all flying all over the place. Just to understand, two, it's a very simple sugi. There are two fundamentally different mahalachim in the Halakha of Aliyah Tesis, to the Rivam and Rabbeinu Tam. What is the guiding force in the sugya? What is the rule and what is the exception to the rule? According to the Rivam, the basic rule is it has to be the same chiyuv, Misa, Mamon, Echad, in order for Kibbutz Rami to kick in. Any Gemara that says otherwise is just going to be called Rodef and call it a day. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no. The basic rule is Misa, Mamon, Echad is also covered by Kibbutz Rami. The only thing is that Ein Zomim can throw things off. Because of the Tom's new cloud of although you don't need Hazam Bekula, but you still do need Hazam Bekula. And because Rabbi Natan disagreed with the Ramban's understanding of Kibbutz Ramine, you're going to be lacking Hazam Bekula. Here's what just summed up the Sugya. That was it. You just remember the basic, Rashi Prof from the Sugya, and all the rides back and forth, then you're okay. Okay. Good. Any last questions before we move on to the next Sugya? Yeah.
Does that mean the Ramban must hold that you could be a Chalal in kids?
I mean, you want to know how come the Ramban? Why does the Ramban learn from Rabbeinu Tam? I don't know. So it's really back a Chol story. Got to learn Yevamos and Kedusha now to figure out. Because according to the Ramban, conceptually you could be a Chol without your children being Chol. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam helped with that. It's not such a steer when they obey. The fact that your children are Cholom is not part of the definition of your Cholom. I mean, the did is whenever you have a Chol, the children are Cholom. But the Ramban is almost learning. That's almost tangential. It's one extra. But the Etzem Shem Chol, you could have an Etzem Shem Chol without your children. Right. Right.
His
kids don't get what? It's not going l'chol echad. According to Rabbeinu Tam, another teretz. He's trying to say. He's saying that according no, but that would be a problem. That would make matters worse. So that
turn Eden, you don't need to do hazam on the kids or not either.
I mean, he wants to tie. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, when a guy comes and mayed like double agenda, so to speak. No. His kids weren't Eden here. His kids weren't mayed. That's not hazam l'chol. No. There's only one Eden zomim over here. So, no, I don't think so. You mean the kids have to turn around and say. You try to make us Adam Zalman, and now nothing's happening to you. Nothing's happening to your kids. I think about that one. I think about that. Okay. Good. Rabbi, say new figure. We're ready to start from the figure.
Okay. What do you mean?